book of Lud. He doesn't have the Yetzirah for Yai Nesach. So therefore, Linsuchei. So therefore, the Jew like will still watch his wine. He's not going to let the Zayna touch his wine. So even though there's a Gerisha Shiksa there, but still the Jew has no Taiva for Nisach, so therefore he won't let her touch the wine. So this much his wine will still be kosher if the Jew is in the house. But what's going to be the opposite? It's on the Rashi sheet there about Sheikhel. What's going to be the opposite way? Zayna Yisraelis V'yavde Kechavim Misubin. Let's say there's a Jewish Zayna, and there's a guy, the man is a guy, and she invited him over to his house. So in this case, Chum Rasta, now even the wine there is also for another Jew, for any Jew to drink. My timer. Hoyo Vizilu Olayu, since like she's Mafka, so she makes herself like Hefka, she makes herself like a Zayna. She lets the man, the guy, live with her. So Basraya Gariri, they go in and she'll listen to them. And therefore when the guy now wants to make Nisa, she's not going to stop him. So therefore she'll give in to him. Therefore, the wine that we have to be afraid, Rashi says, Gerira, Tishaklu Nusuchai, she's not going to stop them from making Nisuch. True, she doesn't care, yes or no, but once she's Zula, she gives herself over to them, she lets them live with her, send the Svara, she lets them do what they want. Therefore, since the guy's town has Taiva for Nisuch, and she's not going to stop him, therefore, Menastam, the wine is also in the house. Hahu Beisa, there was a house. Hahu Beisa, Teve Yosef Bechamra, there was wine there. For Yisrael, there was Jewish wine in the house. Now, Oil Ovdik Echavim, the guy went into the house, and Achta Ladosha Biata, he locked the door in back of him. When he went inside the house, he locked the door. But, Veve Biza Bidosha, there was a crack in the door that people outside could look in and see what he's doing. And they peeked inside, Eshtaket, they found out, they saw, that this guy, yes, was standing right between the barrels of wine. He was standing there. So if he's standing there, we have to be afraid. Maybe he's going to touch it. He's inside the house alone. He locked the door. So what's the locker? Some of Rava says, "Kol de lahade biza shari." All the wine that you could look in and see through this crack is still mutter. Because then the guy is afraid to make nisuch on it. Because the guy knows that you could look in and see. But the high geese or the high geese also, the barrels of wine that are on the side of the crack, that if you look in through the crack, those barrels you cannot see, so then the guy is not afraid to make nisuch. So those barrels are considered left totally alone with the guy, that a Jew cannot see what he's doing, and therefore he has to be afraid. And the stomach, you left him long enough that he could break open the barrel, or else like last Gemara, Mishum Shaicha, that you have to be afraid he'll be able to open up the small hole where the smell comes out and put a straw and start drinking the wine, then you have to be afraid all those barrow would become muscle. There'll be a din yai nesek on them.
Rashi
said, because he was a shooter from there. Rashi said, what? Look, Yagis Agis, awesome. Afba right. Who gishen the nitfus, Rashi said, in the case, shen the nitfus, akin yisos, like a ganim. Where he does not look like he's a robber. What? Shahoy loy chelik be on the case where we have a shooter for you. Because if he looks like a robber, then all of them will be mutter, like we'll soon see later. That when he looks like a robber, then we're not afraid he'll come. He's afraid. He'll be afraid to touch the wine. For the case where he has a right to be there, he's a part ownership there, then we're afraid he made nisuch on all the barrels that we cannot see. We'll soon see that klal about nisuch all of Kagan. Right, the Hu Charmer the Yisrael, again, there was a barrel of Jewish wine. Tevi Yosef Bebeisa. Devidara Yisrael Bel Yoina, Devidachavim Tachtoina. The Jew lived upstairs, and the girl lived downstairs. And right now, the Jew's barrel of wine was deposited downstairs. Rashi's V'yayim B'tachtoina, V'yisrael Yayim Alamala. There's a hole on top that the Jew could look down and see what the guy is doing. So Minastam, the guy again is afraid to make Nisuch. He knows the Jew is upstairs watching, so the wine is okay. What happened was, Shomu Kel Tigra. There was a big tool outside, a big machlekes outside the house. And Norfolk, everybody ran outside to see what's doing there. And after the tumult quieted down, then, Kodam Osiyev Echovim. The Jew went back into his house, and Osiyev Ladoshi closed the front door. He locked his front door. Biape, in front of the Jew, or Biape, he closed the front door in front of him. So now, the guy alone is in the house, and there's no Jew on top, so what should be the locha? Could be stood that way for an hour or two. Some of Rav says, still Chamr Shari. the wine is still mutter, even b'shtiyah, you're allowed to drink this wine, we're not afraid the guy went and touched the wine. Why? Because Meimaroma, the guy will say to himself, the same way I entered the house, I left the fight early, it could be, maybe the Jew also left the fight, even earlier than me, and maybe he's upstairs right now, and he's seeing me, therefore the guy would be afraid. Then, according to this cheshbon, let's say the Jew and the guy were both standing outside talking together, and the guy told the Jew, listen, you stay here for another hour, take good care here, I'm going back inside the house. So then it could be the one with the also. And then the guy tells the Jew, you stand outside here, I want to have a good time, drink the wine inside now, and you stay outside here for another hour or two, then it would be also. But minastam though, if the Jew did not talk to the guy, so that we don't have to be afraid that the guy touched the wine, because minastam will say, the guy is also afraid that maybe the Jew went upstairs already. We have a good start to say the guy did not touch the wine, even in our suffix will make him. There was an inn, a motel, that there was Jewish wine there. What happened was, when the Jew came there in the morning, he saw a guy sitting around the barrels of wine. So what's the halacha? Are we afraid the guy touched the wine or not? So my Rava says like this, if the guy has no right to be there, that if we find him there, he looks like a ganef, like he's a robber, you have no right to be near my wine, and so shari, then the wine for sure is mutter. So the guy is nervous, he's nervous he'll be caught, he'll be ganef, put in jail, he's afraid. But if he would not look like a ganef, if he has a good reason, what he's doing there, then also, that's the klal, if the guy is not afraid to be caught as a ganef, he has reasons why he's there, and then since he was found alone there, we have to be afraid he has a taiva to make nisa, to touch the wine, to drink the wine, and we have to be afraid he opened up the barrel and touched the wine. That's the klal. If he's nisa, kagana, if it's mut, if not, it's also. Hahu beisa, that's the problem, but our shiksa is now a house also. If you have a shiksa in the house, and you leave her alone, and you have open wine there, that's not the ayin of bush, so that's the problem. Because Sheila Khura has a right to drink wine, she doesn't look like a ganef. She has the right to be now. She's the maid there. She cleans your refrigerator sometimes. She has the right to take the wine out. She has the right to drink anything. If you would tell the guy, and they'll understand you, that we Jews are mocked very much, you have no right at all to touch the wine. And the day I see you touch my wine, you're fired, could be then the wine will be mutter. Could be then we don't have to be afraid, maybe they make nisuf. That would be a good etzah, if you could do it. But usually you don't do this. Usually you don't make such tsunayim with the shiksa. Usually you don't tell your shiksa that if you touch the wine, you're going to be afraid. They don't know what you're talking about. So therefore, in Minastam, they're not afraid to touch the wines. That's why if you have open bottles of wine, you should always make sure the yayim of Ushu if you want to keep in your house. Right, so who based it with the house? Devi Yosef Dechamra. Again, there was wine, Jewish wine in the house. Again, there was a guy found between the barrels. So same stock, Amar Rav said, if the guy has a reason why he's there, then the wine is also. He's not afraid to be caught. So he has to be afraid. He has time, he touched the wine. But if he has no excuse what he's doing there, he looks like a ganif, then Chamra Shari, then the guy at all times is afraid to touch the wine, and the wine will remain muta. Nicely, I have a question. Is this true? It says, Nin al ha-pundik. Again, there's an inn. That you had a Jew and a guy there. Nin ala pundik. So the guy closed the door, and the guy is alone now inside the inn. Or else, the Jew told the guy as if to say, "I'm going away now. So you please do me a favor and you watch the wine right now." Rashi says, "Nin ala pundik means the nisyach of the chavim imayayin." The guy was found alone there with the wine. The Jew told the guy, listen, you stand outside this door now and watch my wine. So such a case, also. Rashi says, maybe the guy went inside, because since you told the guy, you be the watchman now, so the guy knows that the Jew is going away, so he's not afraid to go inside. So it says that the wine is also. So now my love, isn't the case talking about Afagav lest lishtemute? Even in the case that the guy has no business going inside the inn, and the crew, if you ever catch him inside, it looks like a ganef. Still we say, since the guy knows the Jew is not around, He is not afraid to touch the wine. So you see, even in a case where he has no excuse to be inside, still, as long as the guy looks around and sees nobody's there, we're afraid he'll touch the wine. Not like we just passed him before. So Marcel says, Loi, that's not the case over here. Again, here it is also, for the Yisna Lishtamute. We're talking about that the guy has an excuse. He left his hat inside, he left his coat inside, he has his suitcase inside, he has reasons why he's allowed to go inside the inn. So therefore, if the guy knows that you left, he's alone now, of course, it's also, he's not afraid to go in, he's not afraid that anybody will see him. We have to be afraid he has time to touch the wine. Hahu Yisrael, there was a Jew, Bi'evi Kechovim, Devi Yosvi, Fekashosi Chamer. So come out both drinking wine together. His was his wine and the Jew with his kosher wine. What happened was, Shoma Yisrael called Sluya Bekanishta. Heard in Shul Baruch Hu, Oyvei, I'm late from Arav. So he jumped up and went to Shul. Come the Yozel. He went down next door to Shul to Davam Arav. He didn't tell the guy what he's doing. He just went up and left. Sama Rav, Rav says in such a case, Cham Roshari, the Jewish wine is still Mutta. Meimer Roma, because the guy is always afraid to face himself, listen, Hashtu Mitchale Lechamre V'hoder Rossi. Hello Yisrael, all the Yosel, come back. Like it's called like Yaitzev Nichnas. The Jew did not tell the guy, I'm going away now for half an hour. He just went. So even if the guy heard them davening, but so what? He'll think as soon as the Jew remembers, he left his wine alone with me, he's going to run back. So at all times the guy is afraid the Jew would be coming back, therefore the wine is mutter. A similar case to Hu Yisrael, they're both sitting together in a ship, and there's also wine there. Shema Yisrael Kol Shippurei Devei Shimsho. He heard the curl, the shofar of Erev Shabbos. He used to have a simon to know it's Erev Shabbos before it lichts in, didn't you? Right? There's a whistle there, lichts in. You have to stop, do malacha, and come home and then light candles. So when the Jew heard this, the siren, like, Norfolk, he went out beyond and left the ship. I'm not going to spend Shabbos in the ship. He went home to make Kiddush. He went home to his house. So Chura, now the guy is alone and on the ship with his wine. So still, Omar Rava, Cham Roshari, still in this case, the wine is also Mutter. Why? Yeah, must all these cases, if there's a good reason to say the guy would not touch the wine, it's Mutter. Even though it's only a suffix. But Zmei Merom, again, we have a right to say the guy will say it himself again. Hashta Mitchle Lechamre V'odir Asoi. Even in the middle of Shabbos, as soon as the Jew remembers, Oyvei, I left my wine alone on the ship with the guy, he's going to come running back and take his car and come right back. So the guy is always afraid, maybe the Jew will come to get back his wine. Therefore, the Jew is always afraid, the guy is afraid to touch the wine. Some guys are smart, they know Jews don't drive cars on Shabbos. So the guy saw the Jew go home, so why is he afraid to come back again on Shabbos? And the Gemara, Omali Isa Gyuri, Shavi, curse is not the Rav Oma, that Omali Isa Gyuri, this Ger Isi, told me like this, he was a Ger, means before he was a guy, that Kievino Biam Yusum, now I used to still be a guy, Arena, the guy used to say to himself like this, the guy used to say, Yudoy Le Mitzvah Shabbata, these Jews, they're phonies, they don't keep Shabbos, they don't watch Shabbos, anytime a loss of money, they'll be Mechal Shabbos for money. Why? Because they had a good time though. The mint Shabbat was if the Jews would be a real Shemesh Shabbos, then Kami Kisiko Mishtachi Bishuki, we should be finding a lot of Jewish wallets on the street. Like a lot of time a Jew gets stuck Friday right before Shkia, he didn't make it home yet, he has to walk home, so he's supposed to do then is leave his wallets on the street. And the Goyim should find wallets on the street. And the Goyim never found any wallets on the street. So the Goyim said, these Jews, they're phonies. When it comes to money, they'll be Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, this guy now is afraid. The guy is afraid at least hear something good. At least the guy is afraid to touch the wine at least, because he's afraid maybe the Jew would come back. He knows that if I'll touch the wine will become usa. They're going to lose wine. They're going to lose money. So for the loss of money, they don't think the Jews keep Shabbos. But really, it's wrong. The Gemara says the answer is lo yedana. They do not know. The guy do not know that we paskin this real long Reb Yitzchok. We paskin Gemara and Shabbos comes up with a special kulim with the rabbanim like Reb Yitzchok. The Yomer Rav Yitzchok said, "How might see kiss be Shabbos? Somebody finds a kiss, a wallet on Shabbos. The kiss is with a big hefted mammon, and this kiss here, this is Lashon of a mitzi. Halacha is not only it's not a mitzia. It has to be that's your kiss. Either the case is that you're walking Friday and you realize it's come Shabbos right now, so there'd be a big hefted mammon just to leave your kiss in the street. So Rabbanim will make all with a new heter of Mailichai Pochis Pochis Medal Damas. You have a heter that with Rabbanim they will make all and said that you're allowed to carry your kiss, your wallet with you, Pochis Pochis Medal Damas, means walk only 3.5 amas, stop for a minute. So therefore there's no more Akira Vanocha, then take a new Akira Vanocha and a new one. You keep on walking Pochis Pochis, you're not doing an Issidi Raisa. I, when you want to finally come into your house, so then you're taking it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. So there, the Eitzer is, you have to throw it Kalachiyat. You have to throw it like lefty and back of your hand, you have to throw it in. So again, since you're doing the Kalachiyat, a backwards movement, it's only an Issim Rabbonim. And true, this Rabbonim will make it. The Malkim Hefzad Godel, where a person is coming home Friday, he got stuck on the road, and he's afraid just to leave his money there, he has a Hefzad to walk home with this money in this Eitzer. If there are two people there, there are a few aces what to do. It's a whole sugya there. The best aces is if there's a guy there, let the guy carry it for you. That's the better aces. Just tell the guy to carry it further. Bono Leko to tell the guy to carry it for you. And if there are two, if there's no guy around, only two Jews, the aces also is that they should walk pochus pochus, but one should hand it to another. That's the better aces than you yourself stopping. Because really the stopping is a phony. Because really you're not stopping. Really you have not to move on. But we'll make them. So the better race, if you have two people, you walk 3 amas and give it to your friend, then your friend walks 3 amas and gives it to you. The kids say there's a heftim with the rabbanon and mishum hefsid in certain cases.
And this kid has money.
Another case. Who are we? There was a big lion. Leo was there. Said, they know him by matzate. Mamash gave a big roar by the wine factory. By the matzate, they used to have all the barrels of wine there. So Shomavik Chavim, one guy, heard the lion roar. So Tosh, he hid. Between the barrels of wine. So the kid's right now is hiding there, and as far as he knows, he's alone there. So Shalom, we have to be afraid now the guy will touch the wine. Some of Rav says no. Chamer Sharish, no, this wine is muta even b'shti, let him drink the wine. Why? Maybe Rama, for sure, the guy will say to himself, the same way I'm hiding here. It's Shinami Yisrael Achurei. The other Jews also Masam got scared from Leo. So Masam, they're also here hiding. Therefore, the Kachazili. Therefore, they're also watching me. So again, any time we have a svar, the guy would be afraid to touch it. We're makel to say that most probably did not touch it. Hanu, Gandhi, there were Ganov and Rabbis, the Sakla from Batista. They wanted to take care of the city from Batista. When they went through, they raided the city, they opened up a lot of barrels of wine. The question is it mutter or not? Omar Rav Achamer Shari, yes, the barrels of wine are all mutter to drink. My time, Rachmanis, but Ruba Ganva Yisrael. Most Ganva Majus. So therefore, Malalutha Pompadisa. So kids are there. Again, we go to Kuli of Raikid in Ekel to say that we're not sure who touched it. We have a good reason to say it was a Jew that touched it. So we're not Mekel. Ninu, yeah. Have you had another case happen in Adoy? The same thing happened in Adoy that the Rav is raided the city. The Yom HaShmuel also Chamer Shari. Yeah, that the wine there is also mutter. So more says now the Chura Keman. Who do you go like? Could be vice versa in Adoy. There wasn't Rav Gan Yisrael in Adoy. So then, why do you say it's mutter? Yeah, Keman the Chura Krab Lez. You want to Krab Lez sheet the Yomar Sofik Biator. Let's hold if you have a subject, if you came into the city or not, into Mokam Tuma, so then you turn even Rishus Yochid. Subject Tuma Rishus Yochid is Tomei, only if you run into the place where the mace is, where the Tuma is, so only a subject if you touched it or not. That's Subject Magi Golachumra. But if you have a subject whether you went into this place altogether or not, Subject Oil, then your blessed is Makel. So Rashi says, Subject Bia, with the Loyadinu of Yichavim, he all Eloi. We don't know if the guy went in or the Jew went in. Therefore, we say it's Tor. Here also it's Mutter. Because you have a suffix now. Who touched this, a Jew or a guy? So we don't know if a guy altogether came in. It could be it's a Jew that came in. But since we do not know who came in, it's like suffix oil. It's like suffix oil that your blazer says it's Mutter. It's now we're like this. Hanichnas l'dika. If you go into a dika, that's a valley, has a lot of fields. The might like a shaman in the winter time when it's a shusha yochid, nobody's walking through the fields then. They're planting, they're plowing the fields. So now you don't walk through the fields. So that's luck of a shusha yochid. The tomb of the southern plains. Now in one field that happened to be a mace deal. The yaman that now another person says, Allah to walk on the lot. I went through this valley. But the end of the day I'm not sure if that I passed by that one field that has the mace there or not. I'm not, I have a doubt whether I went through that field altogether or not. Maybe I only passed by the other fields. That's called Safak Oil. Now such a case, Reb Lezer Loi Mesafak Biyator, even though it's a Rishus HaYochid, but since he has a doubt whether you went into the place at all, Yator. Safak Magab, let's say you know for sure you went through that field that has the mace there. So now your only doubt is, did you touch the mace or not? Then tell me. So the Chura here also, since there were rabbis, so you have a doubt who the rabbis were, whether the Jewish rabbis or Goyish rabbis. So you have a suffix whether the Goyim came into the city altogether or not. So therefore you'd be making on the Siyai Nesach. So who, that's like a level of the Shita.
Yeah.
Alright, we'll continue on the next tape. Yeah, we're holding the Navod Zorah, Daf Ayin Amadeus.
Yeah. So Gemara answers, Loi, that's not the pshat. I'll tell you, Shani Hossam. Kivan the Ikra the Paschi, the Shuma Minor, that no, even on the side that were going to come in, also there's a doubt whether he made Nisr or not. Because since the Ikra, they were going over him over here, what is the gun have come for? For the money. So, Hevelay, Snake, it's a Snake, and that's why over here we're making. Like, since he came for money purposes, he didn't come to make Nisr. So therefore, even though they opened it, if they didn't find any jewelry inside, any money inside, they just left it. So now they're not Isaac and making Nisrach, so it's a Svaik. Excuse me, just some Suffolk oil would be Machmir. But over here we have a Suffolk, the Chlal. Maybe they're only after money, they didn't touch it at all. Here we could be more.